U.S. Immigration Chief Bovino set to leave Minneapolis after deadly shooting. We're all terrified, Minnesotan tells the BBC in tears. India and EU set to announce landmark trade deal. Deadly U.S. winter storm leaves flights delayed and thousands without power. Trump raises U.S. tariffs on South Korea imports to 25%. Japan court orders compensation for migrants lured to North Korea. New Iran videos show bodies piled in hospital and snipers on roofs. Major step. French MPs vote in favor of bill to ban social media for under 15s. Tech giants face landmark trial over social media addiction claims. Israel says it has retrieved remains of final Gaza hostage. Sly Dunbar, prolific legend of reggae, dies age 73. Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp to trial premium subscriptions. Former Olympian Ryan Wedding pleads not guilty to drug kin charges. Nigerian officers to face trial over coup plot allegations. Spain's lash a speed limit on popular train route after fault found gunmen storm Mexico football pitch and kill at least 11 people. Private jet carrying 8 people crashes in Maine. Uganda's military chief denies army assaulted Bobby Wine's wife. EU investigates Elon Musk's Sover Grok, a sexual deepfakes, tearful goodbyes as Japan returns pandas to China amid worsening. Ties tributes born across India for revered BBC broadcaster Sir Mark Tully, heatwave warnings across Australia as millions celebrate national. Trump abandons attack mode as Minneapolis shooting backlash grows. Who was Alex Preddy, the intensive care nurse shot dead in Minneapolis? China has purged its highest-ranked military general. Why? Can India be a player in the computer chip industry? NRA and other U.S. gun activists push back at Trump officials over Minneapolis shooting. Murder and MI5. How an extraordinary battle erupted over what the state keeps secret. I spent £2,000 on one event. Why Gen Z is obsessed with high rocks. As the world inches back to a pre-WW2 order, the middle powers face a grave new challenge. What we know about the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy by federal agents in Minneapolis. What India's Republic Day red carpet means for its foreign policy. Analyzing the Minneapolis shooting frame by frame. Deadly winter storm grips large parts of the U.S. Watch BBC at protests near scene where Alex Preddy was shot dead. Could trilateral talks yield a breakthrough in Ukraine-Russia war? India's HPCL seeks Venezuelan crude to boost heavy oil processing at refineries. OCBC hikes gold price target to $5,600 in 2026 as haven demand grows. Oil falls despite U.S. winter storm as investors eye Kazakhstan supply resumption. Oil prices fall with U.S.-Iran tensions, winter supply disruptions in focus. Guyana economy set to grow 16.2% in 2026. Oil sector still main driver. Finance minister says gold prices upbeat above $5,000 for aughts amid geopolitical economic risks. Analysis. Venezuela oil reform encourages immediate investment. Still needs to go deeper, executives say. Analysis. China to favor Brazilian soybean imports in H1 despite renewed U.S. inflows. U.S. energy sector reels after winter storm knocks out 2 million BP-dite of crude output. U.S. official says Washington is open for business if Iran wishes to contact them. HMS Networks, Q4 profit surges 64% on higher sales, proposes dividend. India, EU. Finalized landmark trade deal, PM Modi says South Korea reassures on U.S. investment pledge after Trump threatens to hike tariffs. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 0.77%. Top two European steel stocks for investors, according to BofA. Vor Energy, Q4 output jumps 43% as operational issues resolved. Exclusive, German firms' investments in China boomed in 2025 on U.S. trade war worries. ASML rides NVIDIA's coattails with lasers and huge chip printers. Kyrgyzstan maintains key interest rate at 11% amid high inflation. China posts first annual rise in industrial profit in 4 years in 2025. Irish consumer sentiment improves to 9-month high.